custom. Rap steady slamming. Check out the technique. Give them that shit they've been missing. I rock and hip hop. You came to conquer.
Put it in the music.
Rap steady slamming. Check out the technique. Give them that shit they've been missing.
That was destined to shine.
What's up? I'm back. It's been a hot minute. To my old listeners, welcome back, motherfuckers. To my new listeners, hey. This is episode 13 of The Art of Talking About Nothing, a podcast about nothing. And by nothing, I mean everything. So let's get it started because it's been a while and have a lot to talk about. We'll be talking about what the fuck I've been doing this last year. This current pandemic we're in, COVID shots, music, TV shows, movies, some sports, with a little bit of political views sprinkled on top. So let's get it. Let's get this. Now, what have I been doing? Well, let's see. The last time you guys heard me, it was episode 12. I had a co-host. Now I'm back by myself. I've been trying to just stay alive, just maintain. It's been rough for a lot of people close to me, a lot of friends of friends and friends, and just people at work, and just people dying everywhere. It's been horrible fucking 2021, 2020, just crazy. I had to take some time off. I changed jobs. I was out of work for a while. This pandemic just fucked everything up. It's been rough. I'm not gonna lie. But I'm still here. I'm maintaining. And I'm back to keep y'all entertained. That is my job. That's what I'm here to do. I got a new job. Better position. Making way more money. That's always a good thing. But I ain't gonna lie, I had a struggle. I struggled for a couple months. Late 2020, man, this shit was real. You know, it's been crazy. You know, you got back then you had Trump. Trump had everybody just divided. You know, now you got COVID shots. You know, if you're vaccinated, you're not vaccinated. That's a whole other thing, a whole other issue. You know, because you don't know what the fuck is in these shots. I got my shots, you know, because I figured my logic is, okay, let me see. I'm going to stay the way I am, not get the shots, and I might die really soon. Or risk it. That was my mentality. Risk it. Get the shot. Who knows what the fuck is going to happen? Who knows what the fuck side effects are going to happen? But, you know, I might live, you know, a few more years. Who knows? So the logic was like, you know, okay, I'd rather, you know, not know what the fuck is going on. And you know, I did my research. You know, I did some research. You know, to see what the fuck was in these vaccines and how it's affecting, but everybody's divided on it. You know, you have people that all, you know, you're gonna fucking die within like 2 years or 6 months. Fuck, I got my shot back in April. We're in September, going on October, and I'm still here. You know, I'm healthy. My family got it. They all got shots. You know, my son, my daughter, my wife, she got the shot. She actually got sick after getting the shot. And I'm gonna tell you, man, this shit was mild. It wasn't, you know, it was like a cold. And I really do think that if she wouldn't have gotten vaccinated, it probably would have been worse. you know? So, I mean, this shit doesn't prevent you from getting it, you know, but I feel like it's a tool. It'll help you, you know, help you not die. I mean, shit, you know, so it's been crazy. This pandemic has been real crazy on all, I mean, shit, she got it. My son and I, we didn't get it. We kind of separated, you know, within the house. She had her own, you know, she was on lockdown, quarantining, you know, in my room. And I was out in the living room by myself. My son was in his room and everybody was just, you know, keeping to themselves for about 10 days. You know, I couldn't go back to work until, you know, I proved that everybody in my household didn't, you know, have it. That we all, you know, tested negative. And that's what happened, but shit, 2 weeks, that shit, you know, it sets you back. Especially, you know, if you got bills to pay and shit. So it's been fucking crazy, yo. It's been crazy. Just people have been more divided than anything else. You know, now we got President Biden. You know, I mean, I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore, to be honest. I try to just keep to myself, keep my head down, and just keep it moving. Stay in my own fucking lane, you know what I mean? But it's been crazy. You got President Biden. Seems like he's like trying to pull out of it, but he's just making mistakes. I feel like I voted for him, you know? I don't know. I don't know if that was the right deal to do. I didn't know if it was the right deal to keep Trump. I don't think neither of them were good for the position. To be honest, if you want to talk a little political, I feel like, you know, it should have been someone younger. I feel like when you're that old, you know, like in your 80s and shit, you should be, you know, hanging back, you know? I mean, I know there's some 80-year-olds that are probably whoop my ass, you know, and they work out and healthy and fit and mentally strong and this and that, but you got no business running the country when you're that old. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't. And I feel like a president should be, you know, younger. You know, like, I feel like mid-50s is a good age. Because you got some experience under your belt. You know what I'm saying? You kind of like know what the fuck is going on around you. You know, just what's needed. You know, I'm not saying that neither Trump or Biden didn't, but they're just old men. They're you know, old men that really got no business running the country. They just should, you know, fucking go and retire in some fucking golf course, you know, play golf, wake up, play tennis, you know, fucking drink all day, do whatever the fuck you want, but just stay out of the fucking, you know, running the country, bro. It's not, you know, it's not what you should be doing, really. But anyway, that's that. I really don't like talking too much on political and religious shit because it's a touchy subject. It is. It's a touchy subject. But yeah, music. A lot of music came out in 2020. Holy shit! I mean, we fucking, you know, people were dying left and right, but fucking everybody was quarantined, so music was just popping the fuck off. There was so much music in the year 2020. It was just ridiculous. You know, now you got 2021 and you got, you know, you got people coming out, you know, a lot of good albums coming out, you know, J. Cole coming out, you know, he came out, Kanye West came out, which, you know, that's a whole fucking other podcast just to talk about fucking Kanye, how fucking eccentric and crazy he fucking is, which I, you know, till this day. Yeah, I think his album came out about a month and a half or 2 months ago, and I still haven't fucked with it. Like, I just, the way he was, you know, marketing, I mean, it's smart in a way, but, and he's, you know, killing it and with sales, and He just teased it too much. Like, oh, I'm gonna come out. Oh, I'm not gonna come out. But he had this going for months, you know. And it was just, I found it, you know, he overdid that, and it was pointless. Because at the end of the day, it was all right. Like, I go around flipping TikTok, and I hear some of the songs that, you know, people are fucking just, oh, fucking, it's amazing. No, it's all right. You know, it's not what Kanye used to be. Fucking Drake came out. Drake's album is like, it's like a fucking, like a, personally, okay, weak mixtape. Like, that shouldn't even be considered an album. You had like one or two tracks that were like fucking decent. Everything else was, you know, just weak. And it was so weak that he even fucking knew it. And they tweaked his album. You know, they did some tweaking to the album after they released it. You know, which is like, yeah. I mean, I get that you get that option, but imagine back in the day when you fucking just make this fucking album and you gotta push CDs and tapes and records. Like, holy fuck, man. Like, you know, you got a weak ass album. That's it. That's why I feel like the old heads, old hip hop heads, man, all rap heads, they it was harder on them. It was harder. And they weren't just pushing out 10 songs. You know what I'm saying? They were pushing out 17, 18 plus. And most of them on that fucking CD was fucking banging. So, and you know, and that's it. You put it out. It wasn't digital. You were just, that's it. That's what you were fucking, you were stuck with. Now these artists could fucking, you know, and it's great. You know, it's a tool. They could come out with an album and then fucking, you know, see how sales go, which fucking, of course, it's Drake. He's selling like fucking crazy. But, you know, you got this fucking digital shit where you go back and fix what people have said sucks. Which is like, okay, it's a good tool, I get it. But, you know, what happened to the, you know, one take? Boom, you know, you do your shit and you put it out and it's fire or it's not, it's wet. And you deal with it. No. I don't know. I'm too old school when it comes to that shit. But yeah, man. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me how shit is being done now. But yeah, a lot of good music coming out. You know, like I said, not as much as 2020. But a lot of music has come out. What else is going on? Oh, my daughter graduated. Shout out to my daughter if she's hearing this. What's up? I love you. Even though now you're in fucking Chicago, millions of miles away. But she's doing her thing. She graduated. She's, you know, going out to college, doing her thing. You know, I don't tell her, but, you know, I'm proud of her. I don't tell her enough, but I'm proud of her and you know, I'm proud of both of my kids. I got my son now. He's playing football. I don't know what the fuck happened. Something just woke up one day and my dude was like, yeah, I'm playing football. I want to play football. That's what I'm going to do. And I mean, this dude was just, you know, regular dude, just wanting to, you know, wake up, play video games on his free time. Every once in a while, go bike ride, work out. No, now he's just like, yeah. All about football, which is crazy, but it's dope. I love it. So I got him watching, you know, old football tapes and shit like that. So because he wants to be a linebacker, he's built for it. He's a big dude, you know. And I'm proud of that shit, you know, because he's you know, he took initiative. He's a big dude and you know, and he's trying to take care of his body now. He's trying to get fit. You know, he's working out like fucking crazy. You know, and he's a beast. He's a beast. He put them, you know, he puts those pads on and those cleats on and that helmet and he's gone. He's, you know, training hard and doing good in school. So I got both my kids, man. Both my kids are doing awesome. I'm proud of them. I just want them to know that. Myself, like I said, I've been working, You know, I've been working for a year now at this new job, doing good. You know, I'm blessed to have a job. You know, I guess still got my life, my health. You know, and then I'm just pushing forward. You know, just maintaining. That's what's most important. You know, you gotta, you know, just keep it going. And what else have I? Oh yeah, I'm watching shit. Last year, I think I watched all of Netflix, all of Hulu, all of Disney Plus, all of HBO. I mean, every fucking app I had, I fucking watched every fucking goddamn show. And excuse all my cursing. I know some people don't like the profanity, but you know, if you get what you get, it's me. What else? But yeah. I'm watching a lot of different shows, a lot of favorites that I'm on a third season now of Titans, which is fucking amazing. You know, it's DC, it's grimy, it's Robin, you know, and Robin just left Batman and he's, you know, he's on his way to become Nightwing, and he's fighting, and he first episode is like, oh, fuck Batman. Like, he literally says, fuck Batman. That was awesome. That's a really good show. Titans, it's dirty, it's grimy, it's awesome. I'm watching a lot of good shows. Brooklyn Nine-Nine came out with its last season, you know, which I'm a little sad about, you know, because that's an awesome show. You know, Rick and Morty came out with another season, which is, you know, some of my favorite fucking cartoons, man. They're awesome. Ted Lasso. Oh my God. If you haven't seen Ted Lasso, you guys have to watch that. That's a great show. You know, it's about this coach. He goes and he's a football coach. And he goes, he's an American football coach, and he moves to England, and he gets hired to manage a soccer team. It's hilarious. It's really, really good show. Dave came out, that's with Little Dicky, the rapper. Fucking hilarious show. I've been watching C. That's iTunes Apple TV. Yeah, that's what I meant. And that's with Jason Momoa. Fucking awesome show. Really good show. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely see it. Season 2 of Evil. That is a really good show. It's, you know, it's like a serious version of Supernatural, if anybody was into that. Really, really good show. And Tacoma FD, that's a fucking fireman show, fucking hilarious. I like a lot of funny shit. What We Do in the Shadows, that's like The Office if it were about vampires. It's hilarious. It's on Hulu. What We Do in the Shadows, it's so funny. You get hooked if you watch one episode, and it's like, it's the same concept as, you know, almost as like The Office, but it's about vampires, and you know, they're you're in their house and they get interviewed. It's just like, you know, it's hilarious. You gotta watch. What else is am I watching? Only Murders in the Building. That's another good one. Really good show. It's, you know, three strangers who are obsessed with this true crime podcast, and they, you know, something happens in their building, and now they're like, you know, investigating. You know, but it's really funny. I really enjoy that. What else have I been watching? I think that's about it. I mean, I've been watching a lot. Well, no, before I keep going, I've been trying to look it up. The Steve Martin, Martin Shore, and Selena Gomez are in that Only Murders in the Building. on Hulu. Very, very dope. You know, really funny, and it's entertaining, and you know, you don't get bored. Yeah. As far as you know, TV shows, that's about it. I watch a lot. You know, those are some of the stuff. That's some of the stuff I've been watching lately. You know, but I'm constantly watching shows. You know, I'm a good boy. I stay home. I don't fuck around. You know, I don't go out drinking. I just stay home. You know, if you know, I have, you know, my kid has his own PlayStation. I have my own places. If I want to play video games, I'll play some video games. But lately it's like, you know, too tired. I don't want to focus. I don't want to use my brain. I don't want to, you know, I just want to fucking watch a show that'll make me laugh or that'll keep me entertained and then just keep it moving. And that's what I do. Got fucking movies coming out that I'm fucking ready to fucking watch. I can't wait for The Matrix 4 to come out. I'm a big Keanu Reeves fan. He's like my favorite actor. If you guys know his backstory and it's fucking amazing. You know, how all the stuff he's gone through and you know, all the different, you know, roles he's played. You know, Matrix is one of my favorite series. John Wick, you know, is another one of my favorite series, and both by him. Guy's a maniac, man. When it comes to acting, he's just so fucking good. You know, he can play any fucking role and fucking nail it. Guy's awesome. But yeah, that's what I've been fucking doing. That's what, you know, bringing you up to speed a little bit, you know, with my life. You know, let you guys know what I've been doing during the pandemic. When I was in quarantine, I picked up a lot more art. I started fucking painting pictures that I didn't even know I could fucking do. So I could draw. I'm pretty good with the pencil. Those of you that know, you know, I'm pretty fucking talented. I don't, you know, so I've been told when it comes to fucking drawing. But then I, you know, I was like, oh, fuck it. I can't leave my house. You know, I need to stay safe. So let me fucking do something before I fucking go crazy. And that's what I did. I picked up some canvases and some paint. And then, I started painting. I did a few pictures. You know, they came out pretty good. And then I started messing around with different things. And you know, masks started coming out, you know, to protect yourself from this coronavirus. And I started painting custom masks. Then I was like, all right, let me dabble in some customizing of some sneakers. I did that shit, and that was great. So I discovered a lot about me in quarantine, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, that's you know, mostly it. That's what I've been doing. And I don't know if it was a stress or what it was that I didn't continue with the show. You know, at the time, a lot was going on, and you know, as far as my co-host and I, we went our separate ways. We had a falling out, which I'm not going to get into, but you know, we kept it moving. He did his thing. I'm doing my thing, and I don't know if that kind of threw me off a little too. And then the whole pandemic came out, and it was just one thing after the other. You know, a lot of stress, and I didn't have the mindset. You know, but I feel like now I do. And I want to fucking just talk all day. You know, I want to give you guys some knowledge, some, you know, some of my point of view, you know. And that's what it is. That's all it is. That's all that matters. So I'm going to keep this one short. Okay. I'm going to still do some of the things that I used to do back in the day. The music that I'm listening to. I've listened to a lot of different shit lately, a lot of different genres. I've been all over the place. And my son, he's at the age where he's starting to, listen to more music and, put some headphones on, put the hoodie on and go, and he really doesn't know too much about different genres, but he's open-minded, and that's what's important, that he's open-minded. So I like making playlists of shit that he doesn't know. And you'd be like, yo, check this out. You need to listen to these artists. And, and he's taking it all in, which is, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty, pretty awesome. But I got to talk about Bad Bunny. Bro, holy shit, that last album he came out with. I have to talk about it before I leave. That album from top to bottom is just banging. Every single song in that album is dope. And he's only gonna get better. He's gonna just keep putting out good fucking music. And when he first came out, I really wasn't too much into Bad Bunny, but he does, for those of you that don't know who that is, he's Spanish, trap star. He does trap music in Spanish. He does some reggaeton in Spanish, some Spanish, at times he's like a fucking Spanish, Drake, if you would say. And he puts out bangers. The guy's a fucking, he's young, he's a beast. He knows what the fuck he's doing. And I love the fact that he's into fucking wrestling. That to me is so fucking awesome. And he's been in fucking a wrestling fan for a very long time, since he was a kid. And to see him go to the, I don't know what it was, if it was the WWE or what, but he went and he got in the ring with some guys and he did his thing. And I thought that was awesome, man. That was fucking awesome. To see him do that shit was pretty fucking dope. It's like you're fulfilling your fucking dream. And he's doing it. And he just seems like a fucking humble dude, and that's pretty fucking pretty dope he did that. And I ended on that note. I'm gonna fucking the track I'm putting at the end is called Family Ties by Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar. It's a banger. It came out a few weeks ago. I've been on this track just putting that bitch on repeat over and over again. It's a banger. I'm telling you guys are gonna love it. If you haven't heard it already, watch, which I'm sure most of you, that listen to me, most of you guys have the same kind of taste. So I'm pretty sure you guys have heard it already. If not, go check that out. You guys are gonna enjoy that. Remember guys, when wiping your ass, make sure to wipe till nothing else is left on the toilet paper. Clean your asses the right way. A clean asshole are a means for a good mouth. Peace, and I'll catch you guys on the next one.
Jumping that bitch, jumping that, jumping that fire, jumping that bitch, hitting that fire, jumping that whip, coming that bitch, coming that bitch, ho, drumming that bitch, chopper doing circles, it's a bird, bird, take him to the potty. Nerd, pop out. I ain't seen niggas hit corners in the motherfucking burbs. Pop out. Done politicking with the competition. What's the word?
gotcha. Put that on my mama, nigga, eight in the process. Nigga tryna tippy toe through the progress. Tongue tied when the truth is an object. What's the pros and the cons of this next check? Wasn't nobody round, I was independent. In the 97 bomb with the windows tinted. Heard a bomb, got a strap in the potty. Who the fuck like this in the party? Beat him up, beat him up, beat him up, beat him up. I was seeing double in the projects, mad at myself, learned to put it to the side. Mama had to cater for the coupe that we rode at the school on the wedding pot pies. And niggas wanna play both sides, this a red dot, don't get on the wrong red eye. It's a headshot, they became woo them guys. Fuck around and bury two of them guys. I'm OD in Paris, I'm OD in France. I thought that I told you I need the advance. Put down your IG and look through my lens. A million to grandma, who did I offend? Nigel of your dreams, to me is a fan. I netted 10 million and did a little dance. I'm fucking the world, I ends in my pants. My Uncle G told me that I had a chance. So then I popped out and did it again. And did it again, and did it again. I cannot respect them, where did he begin? Advice from the council, let nobody in. Been swearing through rumors, avoiding the trends. And dug in the holes, I'm dug in the loony that come with the show. I'm grateful to Mammy, he opened up doors. They bung on they tour bus to come and compose. I reach to the stars on my tippy toes. This greatest success when most niggas fold. I tell you my past, that shit don't get old. But how could you ask? Like I don't be riding my raft. The critics got everyone tapped. You gotta relax. The city where nobody sleep. Just tap in and ask where I'm at, ho.
Smoking on your top five tonight. Smoking on your what's the name tonight. Smoking on your soul's name tonight.
I am the Omega. PG Lane, Rolly Gang, SIE. Don't you address me unless it's with four letters. I thought you known better. I've been ducking the pandemic. I've been social gimmicks. I've been ducking the overnight activists. Yeah, I'm not a trending topic. I'm a
hold on, y'all niggas playing with me, man.
I am the Omega. PG Lane, Rolly Gang, SIE. Don't you address me unless it's with four letters. Bitch, I thought you known better. I've been ducking the pandemic. I've been ducking the social gimmicks. I've been ducking the overnight activists. Yeah, I'm not a trending topic. I'm a prophet. I answer to Metatron, Nick Gabriel.
Bitch, looking for a better me. I am a legacy. I come from the 70s. The Al Green offspring. Guns and a melody. The big shot. Wrists on cryo. Therapy.
Soon as I press that button, nigga better get right. Like the emblem's coming.
Us two when the light, he ain't been through nothing. Day free, got at least one B in the oven. I'm tripping, I'm jigging my mental with
amazing, brother. Pop off only on occasions, brother.
Rich nigga, mama know I made it, brother. Go figure, never caught cases, brother. Face it, brother, gracious, brother. New flows coming, be patient, brother. Show my ass in, take you out of class. I can multitask like Megan, brother.
2021, I ain't taking no prisoner. Last year, y'all fucked up all the listener. Who went platinum? My car let a visitor. Who the fuck backing them? All been falsified. The facts mean this is a vaccine and the game need me to survive. The Elohim, the rebirth. Before you get to the father, you gotta holler at me first, bitch. Smoking on top fives. Motherfuck that album, fuck that single. Burn that hard drive.
Burn that shit.
Ain't nobody safe when I come, I'm killing everybody that's outside.
Who you with?
Yeah, Kanye changed his life, but me, I'm still an old school Gemini.
Bitch.
Let me jump in this bitch.
Let me jump in this bitch. Two phones, but I only bring one in this bitch.
One daughter, but they all my sons in this bitch.
No hoes, ain't shit getting done.